2 weeks ago, in the southern Iraqi city of Basra, a college picnic was the scene of a violent crackdown by religious militiamen. Reporter Anthony Shadid of The Washington Post writes today about what began as a Basra University School of Engineering day in the park. It ended up being anything but. Anthony Shadid, what happened?
Well, it was a morning picnic. Students, about 750 in all, got to the park at 10:30. They started dancing. Men among themselves were dancing. There was some singing going on. People were eating ice cream. Soccer games had started. About an hour into the picnic, militiamen, anywhere from 30 to 40, barged into the park. They were carrying batons. Some had pistols. Some had Kalashnikov rifles. Some had heavy wire cables. And they began beating students. Within about a half hour, 15 students were hurt, some of them pretty badly, and the picnic was dispersed.
Who were these militiamen, and what was the point of cracking down on the picnic?
Well, they belong to a movement to a young cleric named Muqtada Sadr, and he has a militia called the Mehdi Army. The Mehdi Army is quite powerful in Basra. In fact, the police are thought to be intimidated by them. They've organized mainly in the streets, and they definitely cater to a more poor and disenfranchised element in the street, and they have a lot of influence in the streets. They're a pretty intimidating force. The objections ran for anywhere from that men were singing and dancing on a month that's considered sacred to Shiites. They objected to the idea of couples mixing, of men and women being together. I think they also objected to the idea of something that they saw frivolous amid some of the violence going on in other Iraqi cities. They took it upon themselves to act. It got out of hand, obviously, and they'll acknowledge that. And their argument is that, you know, even though they stepped over the boundaries, they felt like they had a right to intervene.
Well, these vigilantes, the Mahdi Army, you write, are circulating a video of what happened. They seem to be sufficiently proud of what they did to do that.
Yeah, they were pretty outraged by what they saw, and it would be very tame by, I think, Western standards. Men and women weren't dancing together. It was only the men dancing by themselves. There was some, you know, horse playing going on, but it was nothing that would even turn an eye, I think, in a lot of parts of the world. It seemed to create a backlash, though. The day after the students were beaten up, word went out on the campus that there would be a protest the next day, and there was a surprising turnout. About 1,000 people turned out. The following day, even more people turned out, and they marched to the governor's office, making demands. And those demands, they ran anywhere from an official apology from the Mehdi Army, the Sadr movement, compensation for things that they said were stolen. They wanted those people punished. And they wanted these committees, known as security committees, that basically act like a morality police on campus, to be disbanded. I think the government, I think the Mehdi Army, they seem to be taken aback by the strength of the student protest, and they actually relented on most of those demands.
Well, your story confronts us with the question. It may be one incident, but it makes us confront the larger question. Who is ascendant in post-Saddam Hussein Iraq? Is it militiamen who function like the morality police, some of the reminiscent of some of the worst scenes of theocracy in Iran? Or is it college students who behave like westernizing young people?
Well, it's a great question, and I think it's probably one of the most pressing questions that Iraq faces today. I think what surprised a lot of people in Basra was that these protests were the first organized response to what they see as this wave of religious conservatism. It turned a lot of heads. Even students who were involved in it admitted that it was probably just a fleeting victory. They didn't think that they could turn the tide, but there was a certain sense of empowerment among the students. You know, whether we see this elsewhere in Iraq is another question. I think Basra, because it is relatively peaceful in the sense of the insurgency, you don't see a fight going on there with British troops or American troops. You've got to see other forces unfold. You really haven't seen it yet in other parts of the country, just because other issues seem more pressing at this time.
Anthony Shadid, thank you very much for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
Reporter Anthony Shadid of The Washington Post speaking to us from Iraq.